If you like your TV programs with complex characters, tightly written scripts, with one foot firmly planted in the real world, then you are probably a fan of Homeland.
Last night at 2300, two UH-60 Black Hawk gunships lit the target with over 8,000 rounds. During the sweep, one of the Deltas found something else.
But what you might not know is that American TV show Homeland, which airs on Showtime, is based on a hit Israeli television series. That connection is being honored at the Israel Film Festival, which is currently underway in Los Angeles. The festival is in its 26th year, and more than 30 titles are showcased this year, with everything from feature-length films to documentaries and student shorts and all kinds of subjects, including, and we really need to hear more about this, a film about a Mexican salsa dancer disguised as a nun. Here to tell us more about all this is the founder and executive director of the Israel Film Festival, Meir Fenigstein. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, so much of the news out of Israel, especially, you know, now, pertains to political conflict. But we notice that the subject matter of the festival is quite diverse. Has it always been that way?
It changed with the years. Now it's a little bit different what it used to be. 10, 20 years ago when I started the festival, we showed a lot of films about the conflict, about the Israeli army. We don't have those films anymore. Most of the films are personal films, and that's why, as you mentioned, we have films like Salsa Tel Aviv or My Australia that is 70% in Polish. And Salsa Tel Aviv is 70% in Spanish.
Well, we have to talk about Salsa Tel Aviv. It is about a, let me make sure I have this right, it's about a Mexican salsa dancer who disguises herself as a nun who goes to Israel to work so she can send money home. But what develops is a love story. And we'll play a short clip.
Welcome to Israel.
En español, por favor. Gracias. ¿Ustedes van a Tel Aviv?
Well, you get a flavor there. What did you like about this film?
First of all, it's a telenovela. It's, you know, it's not exactly a film, you know. And what's interesting about this is that director Jorge Valle decided to make a film. He's Argentinian. He made what they call Aliyah to Israel, came to Israel about 20 years ago. And this is his first feature film. And the actors, the star of the film is Angelica Valle. She's very, very famous in telenovela in Mexico. Her mother is playing too. Her name is Angelica Maria, and she is like the Miss, the sweetheart of Mexico. And this is a, you know, the connection, the cultural exchange between Spanish and Hebrew, or, you know, if you can say between the Latin community and the Israeli community. That's what intrigued me to show this film in the festival.
You also have documentaries, as I said, and they deal with some, I don't know, how can we just say this, some difficult subjects, both personal and political subjects. One in particular that caught my eye was 77 Steps. Will you tell me about that and tell me why you like this film?
I really wanted to mention another film that I was more intrigued in 77 Steps, if
okay.
You don't mind, is The Dolphin Boy. Because The Dolphin Boy is a film about an Arab Israeli that was bitten by his friend or in his neighborhood, and he was so hard bitten that he was basically out of, you know, he was not a human being anymore. And his Israeli doctor decided to take him to a treatment that is unusual, to take him to Eilat. It's the city south of Israel that has a dolphin area, and he was there for 3 years and was swimming with the dolphin and got in love with the dolphin. He couldn't say one word, and after 3 years he came back to his family, and this all because of the dolphin. And I think this is a very, very powerful film, and I really recommend people to see this film because it's really fascinating.
What do you like about it?
The relationship, how somebody can you know, get related to a fish, basically to a dolphin, and through his love and the relationship with the dolphin, he gets cured. It's amazing.
Mm. We're talking about the Israel Film Festival. It's currently running in Los Angeles. With us is the founder and executive director of the festival, Meir Fenigstein. Tell me about how, again, we were talking at the beginning of our conversation about how the festival has sort of changed over the years. What are some of the things that you've tried to do with it over the years as you've developed it? And what gave you the idea to begin with?
First of all, my background is I used to be in a rock band. I used to be a drummer in a group called Kaveret, or Beehives. My nickname is Poogie, P-O-O-G-Y. And this group is known in Israel as the Beatles of Israel. And this group was established in the beginning of the 70s. From the music side, I decided to go to study in Berklee College of Music in Boston. And there, where I came with the idea of the festival in 1983, that I want to change for music after I've been already performing before 400,000 people in Tel Aviv, to do something else, and I wanted to stay in the United States, and decided to bring Israeli films to America because I thought it's very important to showcase Israeli culture in America.
But what do you think is important to showcase, though? I mean, a lot of Americans go back and forth. I mean, is it, you know, they go back and forth, people have family ties and so forth. Is it part of what you're hoping people will see is what, beyond the headlines or the vibrancy of the culture?
Absolutely.
As it continues?
Absolutely. That's really what it is. It's beyond the headlines. And I think that because, you know, through the internet, everybody wants to know a little bit more personal stuff about the other cultures now. It used to be that everybody, you know, when we didn't have the internet, we didn't want to know. Now you can just put something and be in Italy right now, in Venice, and see what you want to see in Venice or know, or speak Italian or, the, you know, any language. But what I'm saying is that the festival gives an opportunity to the public, and it doesn't matter if they are Jewish, Israeli, or anybody, to view the Israeli society in the best way, in the real way. And that's, I think, it's very, very important, not just for Israel, for any country.
Before we let you go, I did want to ask why you felt it was important and why the festival is honoring the American television show Homeland, which, as we said, is based on a hit Israeli series. Why do you think that's important? Because some people would say, well, you're copying me.
It's not exactly copying. This showed kind of a connection between the Israeli television and the American television, because they basically bought the rights for the miniseries Chatufim. It's an Israeli miniseries, and they showed it in, and they created Homeland from that. And this was very important for the festival to really emphasize this point, that there is a real connection between the Hollywood community and the Israeli film community.
Meir Fenigstein is the founder and executive director of the Israel Film Festival, which is now in its 26th year, and he was kind enough to join us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Mr. Fenigstein, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.